Following the commemoration of Ashura, the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, the Shia Muslim community in London has held a series of events to raise awareness about his message and to counter negative perceptions of Muslims in British society. The Imam Hussein Conference is working to spread the message of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, who was martyred in the plains of Karbala in 680 AD.
The purpose of such a conference is of several fold. One is to educate the Muslim population living in the West about the relevance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in their lives. Second, to educate the non-Muslims about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his values and goals. And third, to discover and teach ways of implementing al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in our lives in this day and age.
One of the subjects raised in the conference was a drive to get more people from minority backgrounds to take part in bone marrow donation campaigns. Organizers say the example of the Prophet Muhammad and his family, the Ahl al-Bayt, inspired them to act to potentially save lives.
As followers of the Ahl al-Bayt, we are definitely responsible for helping other people, and the fact that we are able to save a life means that that is the best way that we can offer our help to people.
Not far from the conference, another event was underway, the Imam Hussein Blood Donation Campaign. Volunteers there stressed the humanitarian motivation to help other communities.
Imam Hussein gave his life and everything he had to promote humanity, self-sacrifice and stand out against the oppressor at the time. So we've used this revered figure in Islam to sort of encourage Muslims and everyone really to give and donate blood.
For these young Muslims, a campaign such as this one is vital in propagating the message of Imam al-Hussein in a peaceful and innovative manner. They hope that by reaching out in this way, they can show a better image of Islam to their non-Muslim neighbours. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.